Hello, I'm Nemwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We have new details on a terrorism investigation in New York and Colorado. Sources close to the investigation tell CNN the suspects may have been targeting a major transportation hub like a railroad or a subway. The man at the center of the probe, Najibullah Zazi, met again with FBI agents in Denver yesterday. His attorney says Zazi has no ties to terrorism. Police in California say two different cadaver dogs, each working on its own, showed interest in the same spot on Philip and Nancy Garrido's property. Today they'll check the spot with radar equipment to let them see what's underground. The couple's accused of kidnapping J.C. Lee Dugard and keeping her in backyard tents and sheds for 18 years. Police think the Garridos could also be behind two other disappearances in the area. A protest turned into a celebration outside a federal courthouse in Pensacola, Florida yesterday. A judge found a high school principal and athletic director not guilty of contempt after giving a prayer during a school luncheon. The school's under a court order banning prayer at school events. That's after the ACLU sued, saying school officials' frequent prayers were promoting religion. Russia's leaders are praising President Obama's decision on missile defense. The president announced the U.S. would abandon controversial plans for sites in Eastern Europe. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin called it a right and brave move. Meanwhile, media reports in Russia say the military has decided to scrap its own plans to deploy short-range missiles in the Baltics. Iran's president is refusing to stop its disputed nuclear program. In an interview with NBC News, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the enrichment of uranium for peaceful purposes will not be shut down. Ahmadinejad would also not rule out the development of a nuclear weapon. And he insisted he won the June 12th election fair and square. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.